This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Ladies and gentlemen, I am so pleased to be able to tell you that our long national nightmare is over. American Idol will soon be no more. Fox made the announcement this morning, the start of what are known as the upfronts, a week or so of big show business to-dos in Manhattan, where TV ad time for the coming year is sold off. Used to be that about three-quarters of all ads for the upcoming TV season were booked during the upfronts, that is, before the season even aired. But Marketplace's Adam Allington reports that, as with many things media these days, that is no longer the case.
This is a classic commercials are dead, long live commercials type story. John Steinlauf is the president of ad sales for Scripps Networks, which produces shows like House Hunters and Chopped. He says access to more and more consumer data means advertisers are more strategic with their investments.
Is it better to make decisions early and gain the cost savings that come along with it? Or are we better off holding our money and deciding closer and closer to air what decisions we want to make?
Today's ad buyers want the broad reach of TV with the flexibility of the internet. Steinlauf says the upfront still accounts for half of all Scripps ad sales. And while TV viewership has been dropping for years now, the market for content is actually bigger than ever.
We have to bear in mind that the definitions are very, very much changing in the TV landscape.
Tim Nolan is a media analyst for Macquarie Securities. Even though the upfront may be shrinking, the news is not all bad for networks. Thanks to the growth of things like mobile apps and DVRs, the platforms to sell ads is also increasing.
And how often do you see people sitting on a train, you know, watching a show on their phone, which was impossible to do even a few years ago. So it's just about everybody trying to grab pieces of that larger pie now.
Nolan says Nielsen ratings are still the metric used for assigning a dollar value to TV ads. However, the company's also looking at new ways to track eyeballs on things like digital ads for mobile apps. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.